Time to do a quick roundup of new stuff that we've caught up with.
Yes.
Well, I've got a couple. Does that count? Okay. Yeah. So, look, first off, zombie series, two of them. Z Nation, which is a Asylum, I believe, produced TV series for the Sci-Fi Channel about zombies. It has the advantage that, well, two things stand out. First, they don't give a damn about which of the main characters they kill. They just kill them off, because, you know, that's what they're there for. And the second is that it has humour, something seriously lacking from The Walking Dead.
Now, hang on, I beg to differ there, because my two favourite TV series about zombies, one of them was like zombies meeting the Big Brother household in the UK.
Dead Set,
which had humour.
It was very funny, and it was a fine series.
Yep.
Well worth it. And the other one, which didn't have humour but was really interesting, was the Return, the French TV series. It was creepy.
But they did make an American version of that, which...
We'll save our longer zombie discussion for later so that we can have a wonderful time abusing zombies and our own tastes in them.
Okay.
Which is to say, everyone hates them except me. But
I like them. I like zombies.
Okay. Anyway, second one is The Town of the Living Dead, which is not technically a zombie series. Mm-hmm. What it is a series about a town in the US, small town, making a zombie movie.
Okay.
With no budget and absolutely no skills whatsoever. Yeah, really. And if they successfully make the film, they're being told that it'll be screened on the Sci-Fi Channel. I wouldn't do that. I think if they successfully make the film, the fact that they stopped filming is a good thing for the world, and we stop there. I've actually really quite enjoyed that. They're really useless filmmakers.
You find some very obscure reality shows to watch.
Yeah, but this one is enjoyable because it's filmmaking by real amateurs who don't think they're real amateurs, which make it special.
Now, the best new thing I've seen recently was a documentary. It was about Jodorowsky's Dune.
You caught that. I've been meaning to
catch that. It was on Cinematheque last Monday night, and it was wonderful because you had him speaking directly to camera. What happened was that he spent months working on Dune, wrote the screenplay, produced a version, got Geiger to do the artwork, Dan O'Bannon to do the special effects, had Mobius doing the storyboards.
Wasn't just Geiger, didn't he have Foss doing the... artwork
and
well.
Foss doing spaceship artwork, yeah.
I mean, it's just this beautiful idea of those two working during the same film.
And he ended up with the Dune that we had instead.
And he even persuaded Salvador Dali to take on one of the roles. It would have been awesome.
Would have been the greatest thing ever.
And I mean, I could ask you why didn't we see this movie, but obviously that's what the documentary is about.
The documentary tells you all about it. It's great because you find out a lot about what's going on. And he's a surrealist, and of course he did El Topo.
I've been really looking forward to seeing it. That documentary, I've been very eager about.
It's a great documentary because you find out a lot about it. They ended up producing this big book, which was full of the storyboards, the whole story, details about the music, the sound effects, how they do it. And they figured out the budget to actually make the film in 1971 was about $15 million. They sent this package around to all the major studios, and they turned him down.
No one should have turned that down. Kickstarter.
Yeah, well, it was good because...
It's a bit late,
but... Yeah, despite the fact that the David Lynch Dune was produced and was a real dog.
Yeah, that's true.
Those designs went on and appeared in other films and projects, including comic books that Jodorowsky wrote the script for. So a lot of the designs have turned up again, and it would have been an absolutely awesome science fiction movie if it had been made at the time. It wasn't made at the time, but the documentary is really, really interesting because you find out more about this artist and the surrealist who's planning to make the science fiction film. It's just wonderful. Well worth seeing.